He did not leave the stile, and I hardly liked to ask to go by. I inquired soon if he had not been to London. "Yes, I suppose you found that out by second sight. Mrs. Fairfax told me in a letter."
"And did she inform you what I went to do?"
"Oh, yes, sir. Everybody knew your errand."
"You must see the carriage, Jane, and tell me if you don't think it will suit Mrs. Rochester exactly, and whether she won't look like Queen Boadicea leaning back against those purple cushions. I wish, Jane, I were a trifle better adapted to match with her externally. Tell me now, fairy as you are, can't you give me a charm or a philtre or something of that sort to make me a handsome man?"
"It would be past the power of magic, sir." And in thought I added, "A loving eye is all the charm needed. To such you are handsome enough, or rather your sternness has a power beyond beauty."